I think it's very encouraging that people affected by the floods in Donegal Town got some kind of financial packet. But where my frustration here is, or more importantly, where the frustration of the families are in Gidore, is that there was a bridge collapse there a good number of weeks ago due to very heavy rain, and the state has failed to respond at all. Nobody from the government has called out to meet this family. Nobody from the government has even considered the possibility of putting funding in place. And nobody in the government seems to actually care that this family is in the situation they're in. Now, Donegal County Council, and a fair play to them, has erected a small footbridge. But the sad reality is that there's a family across that bridge who have young children. There's a man who lives in one of the houses across the bridge who's unfortunately on a wheelchair and depends heavily on three visits from home help every day. If there was an ambulance called because of an emergency situation with that poor man, I'd be very, very concerned of the outcome of that there, because the ambulance can't go across the bridge. That man would have to be carried from the home over to the main road, which is a fair distance away, and time is really important when there's an emergency situation. And I'm calling now on the government to do the right thing by the families in Gidore and to call out, make contact with the families. The Donegal County Council has put a price on fixing the bridge, but the sad thing is that there's no money forthcoming, so something has to be done. The family cannot continue to live the way they are at the moment, and it's just so sad to see that the government has just basically ignored this family.
And you believe then the same treatment should be afforded to all?
Look, I think it's encouraging, certainly, to see Donegal Town getting what they deserve. But my concern is here that there are people here in West Donegal being ignored. We have a situation where not alone that the bridge has been washed away in Gidore, but there are other roads and there are islands in different parts of the mainland which were badly damaged, and we were just being absolutely ignored. And that's how people in West Donegal feel. And that's not good enough. The government is elected and paid by the taxpayers to look after the best interests of all its citizens, and not those that they want to cherry pick. And it's not good enough, I believe, that the state has just ignored this family. Myself and Patrick O'Gallagher are working to try to find some kind of solution to this, but so far it's fallen on deaf ears and closed doors.